Welcome back to Popular Podcasts. My name is Jonathan, and I'm here with
Timmy,
Noah,
Andy.
And today we're going to be talking about the dam that collapsed in Brazil. All right, just start it off. You guys know how many people died?
100, from what I read, the source was BBC News said that 126 dead and 226 missing.
Which could mean that more.
Yeah, which could mean that more are dead.
Yes. So why do you guys think this happened?
I think it was because, like, what they said was just lack of upgrading.
Maintenance.
Yeah,
maintenance. Yeah. So they already, like, you know how about the dam that collapsed, like, in 2016 also in Brazil?
Yep.
So, like, Vale said they were going to take precautions to make sure this wouldn't happen anywhere else. And then just a month ago, it happens again.
Yeah.
So they're not really sticking to their word when they say that.
Yeah,
and do you guys know about their warning system for the dam collapsing?
Oh, yeah, they had it, but it wasn't updated as best it can be. And the one day they really needed it, it just failed and it just didn't work.
Yeah, I heard that, you know how, like, we have systems for, like, a tornado. There's, like, a tornado warning system, and those go off automatically once it senses one. But their system, they would have had to turn it on.
Yeah, like, this is what some guy said. He said, some guy named Mario Fuentes said that when people asked him about it, he, like, pointed to the hill, and he pointed to the siren, and he said that the siren never went off.
Yeah.
Even though he saw it coming down, like, the hill that was, like, his house was, like, right below it. Luckily, it didn't go down his house, but it got stopped by something. But he said the thing didn't even go on, so no one knew that there was an actual...
Yeah, the only way to tell people was just by, like, running away and telling people to get out and leave.
Yeah, and they said that, like, 12 million cubic meters of sludge was released.
Yeah, and that must have not been good for you, because it was a mining dam.
Yeah.
So there's just all chemicals and nothing good in there to be on you or really touching living things.
I'm guessing it was even worse for the people inside the mine, because it was 427 people inside the mine.
Yeah.
As, like, it let loose the muddy sludge.
Yeah, it'd, like, be, like, walking through, like,
yeah,
chemically wasteland stuff. So apparently there was a leak in July this past summer, and these were three workers who were interviewed who survived were told the news people that there was a leak in July that they said they fixed, but then it came back later, so that is why it was going to burst in the future.
But I'm guessing that they just didn't really listen to them.
Yeah, they didn't really listen to them.
I mean, that makes sense. They wanted to keep it under wraps, so they didn't fix it, because it's not really possible. But citizens blame Vale because of his corrupt greed for destroying the dam.
And no checks at all, regularly.
Yeah, I mean, they say it was his corporate greed, and he didn't even, like, do anything to it. But it's been standing since 2015, and he didn't even, like, look at it. He didn't even, like, care for it. He didn't put any work and time into it. He just got money off it.
Yeah, he wasn't, like, doing it for the safety of other people.
No, he did it for himself and the money.
There's a story about this man who, I forget his name, but So he worked at the mine, and he lived with his son, who also worked there. Or no, he was going to work there, like, when he was older. And he told him to, like, stay away from the dam, because he knew it was going to burst sometime. And he kept trying to tell the officials to, like, check out the dam. Like, it's leaking everywhere, and that there'll be an accident. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll do that. But they never did.
Yeah.
So that just... Proves how
another guy, Ilu Camara de Sica Jr., lost his father at the mine. He said many of, like, kids said dreams of young people who are looking forward to the job with Vale, dreams of all the people who are looking to retire in the countryside is now under the mud.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like just saying that because he did this, so many jobs have been lost, so many people's lives have been lost, family members, so many people who are like wishing to just get their last paycheck and retire,
mm-hmm.
won't be able to retire, they have to find another job.
Yeah. This really sucks for
a lot of
the people who, well, just relied on the mining business.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything to add in?
Yeah, so there was actually a, like, Phil did say, like, inspectors, like, showed up last December, like, right before Christmas, and they didn't find anything wrong with it. But then, literally a month after they checked up, there was a huge accident, which is just unbelievable.
Yeah,
they couldn't catch that.
I think it's especially known for, like, being in Brazil. There's a lot of corrupt places. And you can easily pay some people off to get some to hide stuff. Like you can pay the cops off and stuff. So I'm guessing that that's probably what he did. Told them to keep it under wraps. So.
You might know a lot about that, Andy. Noah, do you have anything to add in?
This spokeswoman said that the dam will never leak.
She said that? She said it was never going to leak?
Yeah. Like, over email.
Wow. No, that's some good intel.
You're welcome.
Who's the spokeswoman?
I don't know what her name is.
Okay.
The guardian didn't tell me that.
I mean that's kind of shocking to hear that a spokeswoman said that it'll never leak. It'll never, like...
And then it did.
I mean, yeah, her...
After this event took place, they evacuated 3,000 people who lived in the town because they were afraid that it was going to, like, burst again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was already, like, still broken, but, like, more sludge was going to come through.
A second wave.
Yeah. So they evacuated everyone, and they don't know if there's been another flood yet because most people are out of there by now because
mm-hmm.
it's kind of happened a month ago or so.
I mean, that's the thing. So many people are now, like, no shelter to live in or anything.
Yeah, like, a town was completely buried by the sludge. It was a town.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing
mining town.
I'm guessing Vale is going to be
the charges
or something.
What they needed was, like, the Red Cross to go down there, probably, and help them out.
They also needed, this is a problem with, like, businesses that only have one person in charge.
Mm-hmm.
It's like because he's like the boss, so there's no one to tell him what he can and can't do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's just the problem that he had no one supervising him, and no one doing it. So that's just. I mean, if there was like more than one person, it would have been. He probably wouldn't have been able to do what he did.
Mm-hmm. You know how he definitely knew that it was gonna burst at some point.
Yeah.
He had an escape plan for if it did burst, but he decided to not give it out to anyone.
So just so
people wouldn't like stop working there, because like if he thought that it might happen, then people might be scared and like stop working. But he was just doing it for the money by making sure people thought it was all good. Nothing was gonna happen.
And look at how many lives he.
Yeah.
We did because of that. I mean, that's just so selfish.
Yeah.
That'd be like the school having like a fire. You know, like the things that we have like fire drills and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like Mr. Bronson keeping it all to himself. So in these certain situations, and just having everyone else around the hall.
Yeah.
So if like a intruder came in there and fire, no one would know what to do.
Yeah. All right. Any last comments?
No, I think that we covered pretty much everything on this topic.
All right. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
See ya.
Have a good day.